This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Things metaphysical, then you need to check out the podcast for Your Hidden Power. Visit yourhiddenpowershow.com or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Seven after the hour, it's Memorial Day 2021. And the caissons go rolling along. This is the DJV program. We're live on Memorial Day. Doug with Victoria and Jay. Jennifer's off today. I was just thinking about what this really means, all of this. The business of family, people that you know, people who have served, people who have died. Do we understand what it's all about? I was just thinking about all of the mention of the word war, because that's what this is all about. Memorial Day is about war, about people who were killed in war. And the history of our planet, the history of our species, has been one of war. We're smart enough to know that somebody has something that we want, so we want to take it. That's really what war is all about, for the most part. Things that don't mesh in terms of value. So we spend a lot of time, at least older. I'm an older, more mature American. I'm mature in age. I'm not sure. Not too sure I'm that mature in many respects. But I understand what the history of sacrifice has been. When you go back to, at least in our country, the Revolutionary War, and how many people were killed in that war and then subsequent wars. There are pages on top of pages on top of pages recognizing the wars that we've been involved in and the number of people that have died in these wars. I have a 3-page list of all of the things that we've been involved in and how many people who are Americans died in these battles or these wars or these offenses or offensives, whatever you want to call them, and how much it cost. The world at war in 1917, it cost America $33 billion in that currency at that time to fight in that war. Never mind the 200,000 Americans that were killed, another 100,000 on top of that, wounded. But the cost in terms of money and lives. World War II. Remember we were talking about this in terms of the current situation with the pandemic and how we've spent almost $6 trillion to fight this. All of World War II cost the American taxpayer $3 trillion for the whole thing. In today's money.
Today's money.
It was $360 billion in money at that time. That translates to $3 trillion in today's dollar. So you think about that, the Korean War, what that cost us in terms of, we had 100,000 people, men and women, lost their lives, Americans, for nothing. And it cost the taxpayer at the time $50 billion. Well, fast forward that, you can figure out how much. You know, that's what, about 500, that's 10 times 500 billion for nothing. We got nothing. Vietnam, 153,000 people were wounded, 58,000 people were killed for absolutely nothing. And you can fast forward to any number of other things that have gone on that we've stuck our nose in. The Tet Offensive in Vietnam in 1968. The number of people, I mean, Grenada, 1983, Honduras, the amount of money that it cost, the Panama War that was in 1989, when Jimmy Carter, not Jimmy Carter, when George Bush was president, cost us $163 million in money at that time. We forget about some of these things that are sort of current. The World Trade Center. That was war. Think about it. The terrorism in Oklahoma City. That was us at war with us. You know, but the last 30 years or so, all of it has been about terrorism, when you get right down to it. And, the amount of men and women who've died in Afghanistan, we're pulling out now, the hundreds of billions of dollars we've spent over there. In Iraq, it's been trillions. And there's nothing to show for it. You know, the number of people who were killed in action, the people who are prisoners of war, have never been found. You know, I get the romance of having, you know, people say, well, it's to protect us. Well, there's nothing about being a soldier in Afghanistan that's protected any of us. There's nothing about our Operation Endure Freedom in the Philippines that protected any of us. That's a ruse. And yet we fall for it, and we still think that it's okay to put on a uniform, which it is. I mean, if we really have people do what we know, or if we've learned our lessons in school, what they're supposed to do is protect our country from enemies from within and without. And so, anyway, I go back to what I was thinking earlier about all of the wars and things, I think about my great uncle for whom I am named, Dudley Walker Morton, commanded the USS Wahoo. In the Second World War, sunk more tonnage in the Pacific than any other submarine in the Pacific Fleet. The movie Destination Tokyo was produced and filmed. Cary Grant starred as my great uncle, commander of the submarine. The movie's called Destination Tokyo, and he did. He got into Tokyo and got out, blew up a bunch of ships in Tokyo Harbor. Nobody ever did that in World War II, and he got out. Second time he tried it, he wasn't so lucky. So, you know, there's that. But thinking about who you give thanks for and why is an important part of this, and I just think so many people have lost the focus. Today is hamburger and hot dog day. Go for a swim for the first time. Go to the beach for the first time. That's it. And so maybe we need to sober. Maybe it's just my age. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. It's far harder and harder to find anybody in families that have had immediate relatives that have served in the armed forces. But they're my sister did an overview of our family going back to the Civil War, and who in our family served in the Civil War and where they were. We actually had people on both sides, which relatives on both sides, which is actually kind of amusing. They all died. That's not amusing, but anyway, the fact that they were people on both sides is just really, I think, find it very interesting. So, Memorial Day, something to think about for sure. In a matter of moments, we take account of people. There are three or four people who have died in the last day or so who were important in many respects, certainly culturally. So we'll talk about them after this. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Okay, my shipments have to get to customers on time and looking good.
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies, custom labels, and UPS shipping services. And now, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies. Plus, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. N73, visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Love. Passing of Gavin McLeod certainly needs to be acknowledged here. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV program. Gavin McLeod, who was a TV news writer, Murray Slaughter, remember him on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then he really became a star as the captain on the Love Boat, passed away over the weekend. He was 90, lived down in Palm Desert. His stepdaughter said that he was just, you know, he was old. He lived well, been well till recently. Ed Asner, who was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, said that his heart was broken. He was my brother, my partner in crime, and my comic conspirator. You know, those are the days when the TV shows, the people that were on the shows all became great friends and, like, family, that sort of stuff. He tested for Lou Grant. That role went to Asner, and that's when they became friends, because he got another role. But the Love Boat, certainly. I mean, does anybody, even no matter what your age, don't you ladies know what the Love Boat was?
Really? I know the name of it, but I've never seen clips or anything with it.
Yeah, it was on in syndication when I was a kid. So, all through the 80s, it was on.
Movies, on TV. Yeah. He was the pitchman for Princess Cruise Lines. They had...
Oh, that's cool.
Credibility there. Yeah, it was. All right, a guy that I loved listening to, I'm really surprised at his age. He was 78. B.J. Thomas, Billy Joe Thomas, who did this song, among many other hits. He was 78, as I said, lung cancer, big smoker. He had stage 4 lung cancer, pretty much the same thing that Limbaugh had. Won 5 Grammys. Country, gospel, soft rock music. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. He had a version of that. That was a Hank Williams song. It's really... Very, very soulful guy. He had a great collaboration with Butch, with Burt Bacharach for that song. Raindrops came from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. So that's B.J. Thomas. Passing away at the age of 78. 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
After the hour on this Memorial Day, we were going through the people who have passed away, and there's one more name that needs to be mentioned in that list of famous people. There are stories about shootings and that sort of thing for the holiday weekend. We'll put that off, but I do want to acknowledge a particular actor, which we will do right after this.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so looking at the list of people who have passed away, Jay, and what's trending, I see the fellow who starred as Tarzan. I think there have been three who starred over the years. Johnny Weissmuller was the first, and I'm trying to remember who the other one was beside this guy, Joe Lara. So what? But he didn't die of natural causes. Wasn't he involved in a plane crash?
Yeah, he was in a plane crash. Leaving from the Smyrna airport right outside of Nashville, he, his wife, and a couple other people, members of their church, they were on their way to Palm Beach, Florida, and somehow the flight, it plunged into Percy Priest Lake not long after.
So this wasn't the Nashville airport. This was the suburban airport around Nashville.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, this is where a lot of the private jets.
Did he live in Nashville?
I don't know. I think maybe now he lived in Nashville or was living in Nashville. I don't know if he was originally from Nashville. But, well, yeah, I mean, this is just sad. He and his wife got married in 2018. They're leaving behind 3 children between the two of them. He was 58. She was 66.
Wow. She started the Weight Down Workshop. It was popular among churchgoers, at least. during
yeah, she was
the,
a big Christian diet guru.
Right.
Gwen Laura.
How do you do that? This is an interesting combination of words, isn't it? A Christian diet guru.
Do you only eat what Jesus ate? Like, is that
yeah,
how it works? It,
yeah.
I'm just curious.
Okay, so let's see. Miles Teller. What's the story with him? He got whacked in the face by somebody.
Yeah,
Miles,
he got like blindsided. He's in Hawaii with his wife, and they were eating at a restaurant. And
what is he known for? What's he mostly known
Miles
for?
Miles Teller is an actor. He was in not Reservoir Dogs.
I feel like I know
Jonah
his
Hill.
Name.
Yes, you do, and you
but
know
I,
his face.
I don't
he's
know
been
if
a,
I've seen him.
He's been in a bunch of different things. He was also hanging out with Aaron Rodgers recently, and Shia LaBeouf. Why can't I think of anyone's names? I'm having like complete brain fog on everyone's names.
Shailene
Woodley.
So anyway, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, he got like totally sucker punched, and the guy that punched him is claiming to be the husband of the person who was their wedding planner, and that he never paid the bill, and that's why he was punched. And he's like, no, that's not accurate. So it's an investigation, but who knows? The alleged attacker is claiming that he owes money, and that's why he got punched.
All right. So the trending latest on Prince Harry, apparently the police had to wake him up.
Yeah, this is just about how he found out about Prince Philip's death. They were trying to call him, and for whatever reason, nobody was coming to the phone. And so the embassy contacted the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department, and they sent people out to go wake him up and let him know what had happened.
What a world we live in, huh? That makes news. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Texas man was arrested for planning a mass shooting at a Walmart. The Kerr County Sheriff's Office reported 28-year-old Coleman Thomas Blevins was arrested Friday in Kerrville, about 70 miles northwest of San Antonio, after investigators intercepted a message indicating he planned to carry out a mass shooting with a specific threat that included an unknown Walmart. North Korea state media accused the Biden administration Sunday of shameful double dealing by scrapping an agreement limiting the range of South Korea's ballistic missiles. President Biden and his South Korean counterpart, Moon Jae-in, announced the termination of the revised missile guidelines. Patrons are free to say what they wish at Fiddlehead's Cafe in Mendocino, California, but if you do so wearing a mask, it's going to cost you an extra $5. The proceeds will be given to Project Sanctuary, a domestic abuse organization in the area. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is costing one state a ton of money and expects the federal government to pick up the tab. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Arizona legislature passed a resolution last week asking for more federal funds to deal with the surge of illegal crossings at the border, now reaching 20-year highs. Some border cities have also sought more federal assistance. Yuma, Arizona Mayor Douglas Nichols says that his city is receiving funds from FEMA to help with the migrants being released into his city. He tells Fox News that policy changes, not money, will be the thing that brings real change at the border.
I think there's a lot more that needs to happen. They're doing a little bit. There's some FEMA money flowing this way, but this is not an issue to get solved by dollars. This is an issue that gets solved by policy and procedure changes and ultimately a law change on how we handle immigration. But we really need as a nation to address the question, is this really how we want to handle immigration? It's a de facto change in immigration policy. It's not done through the normal process, and it really puts people at risk. It puts communities at risk, and as a world leader, we really should have this better thought out and a better process under control.
If you use Alexa, Echo, or any other Amazon device, you have only a week to opt out of an experiment that gives your neighbors your internet bandwidth. On June 8th, Amazon will automatically enroll the device in Amazon Sidewalk. The new wireless mesh service will share a small slice of your internet bandwidth with nearby neighbors who do not have connectivity. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour on this Memorial Day. Thinking about the music, the inspiration. People sometimes misunderstand my words, ladies. There's nothing about what I have said today in honor of the men and women. As a matter of fact, it sort of makes me a little emotional because I do think of the people in my family who served, and I am being named for someone who is as famous as my great uncle was, the Submariner. My father was a Coast Guard member, joined the Coast Guard the first day of World War II, signed up. He, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day, from the first day of the war to the last day of the war, was in charge of physical fitness on a Coast Guard cutter that was stationed in Boston at the Navy Yard. He had a great experience in athletics during his life, a professional ball player and football player and stuff, so he was well qualified to keep the men in fitness and keep them in shape, and that was his job. The ship was a Coast Guard cutter. If you've seen the movie that Kevin Costner stars in called, I think, The Guardian, that ship, that type of ship, was the ship my father was on. They'd go up and back the coast of Maine. The Coast Guard, not highly touted, but yet, you know, in an era, when you think about our history, we've only fought with ourselves on our land. I mean, the British, certainly in the during the time of the Revolution, but we've never had, really, in our history, the history of our country, nobody's ever attacked us other than September 11th, and that wasn't the same. That wasn't traditional war.
But we haven't had an invasion, I think. No invasion. Probably what you mean, right?
Yeah. So when you think about it, though, certainly during World War II, there were plenty of times when Japanese submarines were spotted off the coast of California and Oregon and Washington, and same on the East Coast. The German the U-boats, they were all over the place. And so the Coast Guard's job was to find those ships, and in many cases, my father did tell the story. My father would be 107 if he were alive today. He told the story of them sinking a U-boat, or damaging it. I don't remember whether it sank. I think it did sink. But it was 200 miles off the coast. They used to go out that far. And you know, it never was thought of the Coast Guard cutters were ships of war, because they really weren't. But they had guns on them. I don't remember how this happened, but I think the boat was in trouble to begin with, if I remember the story. It was a long time ago he told me the story, but at any rate.
That's, I feel like the Coast Guard doesn't really get a whole lot of
attention.
Doesn't
get a lot of respect. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, and I live on the Jersey Shore. I grew up here, so I have great respect for the Coast Guard, because I've seen so many rescues.
Yeah, that's what they do today. Yeah.
But it's just in general, you don't really hear much about the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard does, like, huge drug busts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, the Coast Guard does a lot of really important work.
It's a really interesting branch of the service, actually. Yeah, it really is. But if you live in Nashville, you don't hear much about it.
Right.
not much going on down there. But I think this whole day, if I can wax philosophical for another minute, and then we'll get on to other things that are going on, paying attention to our history, paying attention to our families, being kind of astonished. You know, when I tell that story, Jay, I think Victoria's heard the story before. Jay, you hadn't, so you were taken back. You went to look up the story of the Wahoo, and it was a pretty amazing story, frankly. And it's, there were a lot of astonishing stories that have, I think, inspired a lot of people over the years, and maybe if there's no other benefit to these people giving their lives, that perhaps it serves as inspiration for people who can do great things in a time when you're really, you don't know what you can do until you push yourself to do it. Imagine being in a submarine, being 800 feet below the surface.
Gave me the
chills. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And getting into Tokyo Harbor through the nets. They had nets, and he followed a destroyer into Tokyo Bay without being detected, sank 8 ships in Tokyo Harbor and got out.
That's incredible.
In 1942.
That really is. That's amazing. They should make a new movie about that. I know you said there is a movie, but that should be a modern day movie with all the effects and everything.
Yeah. It's really, I've got goosebumps. So you can hear telling the story, hearing your reaction to it, but think about the courage that took. And by the way, once those guys left Pearl Harbor, that was another story. They didn't have orders. Their orders were to go find Japanese ships and sink them. That was it. They didn't tell them where to go. They didn't tell them what they had, unless there was something, if they had to be what do they call it, wolf pack. Sometimes submarines were assigned to convoys, and so they would stay, with the convoy, the destroyers, battleships, aircraft carriers, that sort of thing. They were often, from Pearl Harbor to Midway, when they were doing, the battles in the Pacific, they would go out in large groups, and they would, they'd stay all together. And if there was, there always was some submarine around trying to sink the ships. And but if it wasn't for something like that, they were off on their own to hunt. And so he decided on his own he was going to try. You think any admiral would give him permission to get into Tokyo the Tokyo Bay? No.
Most people probably didn't think it was even possible.
No, they didn't. He said, I'm going to figure this out, and he did. And so they got in and they got out. And then, but the problem that happened after that is that the next mission, they were given dud torpedoes. Torpedoes didn't work. And that's how they were actually sunk off the coast of Sakhalin Island, off the coast of, they were on their way into another harbor in Japan. And they were sunk in territory that was disputed after the war between the Russians and the Japanese, and the Russians ended up getting it. But his submarine was found in 1980. The Russians knew it was there. In 1984, I think they found the sub. And, a little teary-eyed. The story was that they decided not to bring the sub up, just leave it there, because that's where it had been for 40 years. And they had the Americans and the Japanese had a tribute, and they all went out on an American destroyer that had been named. If you look, Jay, further into his story, there was a destroyer named after him, the Dudley Morton destroyer, and it was launched before the Vietnam War and very active. It was just recently retired. So anyway, they were out on that ship, and they had on this day, I was invited, but I couldn't go. It was 1989. It was 4 or 5 years after the ship was found the Japanese had acknowledged where it was, and the Russians finally acknowledged where it was. So they had a ceremony on the deck of the Morton over the place where the submarine landed. And one of the people that was on the ship was the commander of the Japanese ship that sunk the Wahoo. He was still alive. And so he was on the deck. Can you imagine?
Jeez.
The guy who was responsible for sinking the sub was on the deck of the ship named for the captain of the sub. Very interesting stuff. Pretty heady. All right, anyway, let's go back to what's going on today. Looks like Bibi Netanyahu is going to have to start selling shoes. Because
he's going to have to maybe start something new.
Yeah. What? These guys never get out of politics. He'll be back around again. We just can't get everybody together. So what's going on, Victoria?
Well, he's got a lot of opposition. So, and this is kind of unprecedented. He's been the, the longest serving leader in Israel, Netanyahu. And so, he has been, at least for the last 10 years, he's been sort of like the face of Israel. And so now he's got a group of opposition parties who are actually getting together to basically oust him from power. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they've reached a new agreement. They've gone through weeks of negotiations. The centrist opposition leader, Yair Lapid, he is, I guess in the past, it was sort of a defender of Netanyahu, but now he says that he and his new ally, Naftali Bennett, they're gonna have a power-sharing government. And as we know, we've talked about this before, the last four different governments have failed, because once they have a parliamentary election, the winner of that election, which has been Netanyahu, they then have to go and form the government. They have to get everybody officially on their team, on their side. And Netanyahu, for the last four elections, has failed to do that. And so it's gone back and forth, and now this new coalition will see Bennett, who's 49 years old. He will serve as Israel's next prime minister if this all works out for them. And then Lapid, who's 57, will then become the prime minister at a later date. So the two of them are essentially going to be sharing that power. And, we'll see what happens. This now goes to, they have to inform the president of Israel. There's a president and a prime minister. So they have to inform the president, Rivlin, of the ability to form the new government. And then if he signs off on that, then it's bye-bye Bibi, right? I guess that's going to be the next thing to happen. We'll see. Yeah. I mean, look, this whole thing with Hamas and this Gaza conflict, there are a lot, and I know I've been saying this on the show, but there are a lot of young Israelis who want nothing to do with Netanyahu. And so the older, the Zionist crowd, they love him. The
right.
Jewish settlers,
old versus young.
They love
That's
him.
All. Simple.
I mean, it really, and it's also just the methodology, you know, the settlers who are literally ousting Palestinians from their property. It's just, it's gone too far for a lot of people, and the rest of the world really chimed in this time. And this is something that people feel really strongly about.
Well, there's also
about.
A lack of understanding of what's really going on. That plays into it as well. And the sympathies around the world that have found a lot of people around the world involved in stuff here, for example, the George Floyd thing. That wasn't just something that resounded here in America.
That was global.
That bell was rung all over the world. And so, you know, there's that element as well. A couple of things going on in Florida. There are still 10 people missing off of the coast of Key West. Coast Guard, speaking of them, announcing the suspension of the search that started on Saturday for 10 Cubans whose boat capsized last week. Kind of reminds you of the Muriel boat lift and the Cubans coming over to our country and how many of them died on. They'd float in tire tubes to get over here, and lots of people, thousands of people died in that. So there were some trying to get here and didn't work. Also in South Florida, there was a lot of gun violence. 2 people died, 20 others injured in a shootout outside of a banquet hall. This is like, hello, what's this all about? What in the world? I guess they haven't found the shooters yet, right?
They believe it was targeted, but that's...
Well, I think there's some drug stuff, the drug lords, typical movie stuff, in a manner of speaking. There was a concert going on in this banquet hall, but, you know, there's... Miami is not a pleasant... I wouldn't live in Miami, to save my soul. It's a horrible city anymore. It used to be a wonderful crown, but it's so rife with corruption and drugs and the people that are there that illegally... it's the muscle in that city is just... Oof. It's a fire. And, you know, you go up the road a little bit to Boca, even Fort Lauderdale... isn't bad, north of Fort Lauderdale, and the further up you go, you know, into Palm Beach County and up to Jupiter and Vero Beach, where we have lots of listeners, and further up to Jacksonville and that whole area, it's quite pleasant. But down that corner of Florida is really a mess. Oy, a real mess. All right, so let's see here. The NBA has banned 3 teams, or banning fans from 3 teams because of... bad behavior.
Fans are acting crazy. I mean, assault is assault. And if any of these athletes, and it's happening in hockey too, if any of these athletes were to press charges, they would be the jerks. You know, people would be like, oh, why are you coming after people, you know, your fans or whatever? Like, this is ridiculous. People are spitting on other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And harassing people's parents in stands. Like, it's, I don't know what is going on right now.
Well, that's the state
of
America.
We see it with
so
the road
anger.
Rage.
Yeah.
And we see, I mean, this is just, oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot of it going on, that's for sure. Something for us to sober up and think about. 49 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After the hour on this Memorial Day, May 31st, Doug Steffen now with the DJB gang and Chuck Curry movie moments. We've got some box office totals for you over the weekend. I think maybe, well, I don't think there's any surprises here, but let's go through the list with Chuck right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks, so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets, so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. And there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Sounds like typical cops and robbers bills of fare, if you will. Audio from the movie Sudden Impact. And this is the movie music from Sudden Impact. So we have, I guess, Clint Eastwood ought to be our focus here, Chucker, right?
Yeah, today, Doug, May 31st, 1930, Clint Eastwood born.
91 years old today, Clint Eastwood.
He just doesn't look like himself anymore, does he? He's kind
of 91 years old, but he's still directing. He still acts. He 72 acting credits, 44 directing credits, 5 Dirty Harry movies, which I think are tremendously entertaining. Those movies play extremely well if you pop them in a Blu-ray player. But the one thing about those movies, Doug, I do not think they could be made now due to political correctness. I'm pretty sure these movies would not be greenlit in our current culture. But I'm a fan. Dirty Harry, classic character. He was known for many of his westerns, Outlaw Josie Wales, Pale Rider, Unforgiven, which won him an Oscar. Great career, still going. It's hard to believe, but he's still actually going strong at the age of 91.
All right. Well, this certainly a large body to be reviewed. No
doubt. Now, before we get into box office totals, I just wanted to mention Gavin McLeod, who was Murray on Mary Tyler Moore and the captain of the Love Boat, passed away over the weekend at the age of 90. Now, a lot of people could say whatever they want about the Love Boat. Critics were not always kind, but that was a massive staple of entertainment back in the 80s and 90s.
You know what it proves? It just proves.
They loved that show, and he was awesome on it.
And out of touch critics, who gives a rat's you know what about what a critic said? If the, you know, like you always give the Rotten Tomatoes number, I don't give a damn about that. If I'm interested in the movie, the theme,
isn't Rotten Tomatoes like this, just regular moviegoers?
No, it's critics mostly. They have user reviews too, but I mean, it's a composite of all the reviews. But I just want to point out, Gavin McLeod is a talented guy, and The Love Boat was a very popular show. It really was.
Oh, yeah, it was. Big, huge show.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of huge shows, number one, no surprise this weekend, right?
No, Quiet Place 2, 3-day weekend, $48 million, projected to do $57 million by the end of the day. Cruella, Disney's live-action film, $21 million.
Considering what we've been living through, right?
Very good. Yeah. These are the best post-pandemic numbers. Now, here's the thing. At the theater I'm involved in, it skews a little older, so a lot of people still wore masks, but at the Cinemark in Stroudsburg, in Pennsylvania, where I am, a lot of people, they have a rule now, Cinemark, AMC, and Regal, if you're vaccinated, no mask. And I would say the majority of people watching movies at the mall did not wear masks this weekend. And the truth is, I was saying to Victoria off air, to get things back to normal where people feel comfortable, their daily life, daily routine, going back to movies, I think they have to basically walk in and not be able to wear a mask. And that's the only real way we're going to get back to...
I didn't wear a mask anywhere this weekend. I was fine. Went into a couple of stores, restaurants and stuff.
Anybody ask for your vaccination card?
No, but I'm happy to tell people I'm vaccinated if somebody asks, but no.
Okay.
All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is here on
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.